In Peshawar, Pakistan today, a courageous 14-year-old girl is recovering from an attack by masked Taliban fighters as she went to school this week. Malala Yousafzai is a public figure in Pakistan, an advocate for the rights of girls to be educated. This young girl spoke to the world media pleading her case. The fearless Taliban gunman who boarded her school bus in the town of Mingora to try to kill her wore masks to conceal their identity. These cowardly men, willing to kill an innocent girl for some perceived religious principle of keeping women enslaved and uneducated, they wore masks. Now that's the kind of detail that just stops one cold. Tomorrow is the first UN International Day of the Girl, and as she fights for her life, Malala Yousafzai's name becomes a symbol for the struggle of girls everywhere. Dr. Farzana Bari joins us from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. She is director for the Center of Gender Studies at Qaid Al-Azam University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Describe how well-known Malala is around Pakistan.
I think she's very, very well-known, very well-respected, very loved one, you know, in the country. So,
based on reports that you're hearing, is she going to make it?
Inshallah. I think what at the moment, you know, last night, I think the reports were not so good that they were saying she was in critical situation. But I think as for my information is concerned, she's out of danger.
We're talking with Dr. Farzana Bari, joining us from Islamabad. She's director of gender studies at Islamabad's Qaid Al-Azam University. Let's listen to the voice now of Malala Yousafzai speaking to the BBC before she was injured.
I kept going to school when the Taliban had announced that you will not go to school. I kept going to school with my friends, and I was in fifth grade, and the Taliban only allowed us up to fourth grade. So I kept on going because it was the only mission I had, that I have to go to school, and I did it, and it was risky, but we wanted to go to school, and it was our mission.
Did she know she was a target with that sort of public campaign?
I suppose, yes.
I just have to say, Dr. Bari, I'm really struggling with this morning. I woke up with my two 14-year-old girls who heard this story on the BBC and asked, why would someone climb onto a bus and shoot a girl in the head for simply wanting girls to be educated? And I didn't really have an answer, and I cannot tell you the kind of rage and just utter mystification that was expressed in my daughter's faces. This feels like just a hate crime against all the women of the world.
I think it's exactly the similar expression, I would say, my own daughters, and I'm sure the majority of Pakistanis felt exactly the same way. It's mind-boggling, you know, how these people operate. And I think it's you know, like they are just people who have been misled, who have their own political agendas, who believe in violence, who believe in their own worldview. They want to impose that. They are anti-women. They have this decadent version of religion. They think that that is what Islam is. And they feel that if people will get educated and the women will get educated, then they will start questioning the gender status quo within the family, and they will become westernized, and they don't believe in diversity. They don't believe in humanity. They don't believe in democracy.
But they are tolerated by a sizable number of men in Pakistan, whatever their fringe and illiteracy happens to be.
Look, patriarchy is, I would say, is very much linked with this whole, you know, like the tribalism and feudalism. So even if you look at people who are against women's education are mostly belong to those areas where there is a strong tribal hold, or those areas where there is a strong landlordism, strong feudalism. That is the belt where you see that they are more anti-women and against women's education. This is not the trend all over the country. I think if you look at, by and large, the majority of Pakistanis are in favor of female education. I think the only problem is that our state is still not able to provide that access to education to all citizens. However, we have certain pockets in the country where this feudal patriarchy and the tribal patriarchy is very strict, you know, and they are there to control women's sexualities, women's bodies, women's lives, women's choices. And And I think these people belong to that, you know, they subscribe to that kind of a mindset, you know, where they do not want women to be educated and to be independent and make their own choices in life.
Well, they've attacked a 14-year-old girl who, again, has had a bullet removed from her, they're possibly considering taking her to a hospital outside of Pakistan. She's now in a medical facility in Peshawar, Pakistan. We're talking with Dr. Farzani Bari, who's director of gender studies at Islamabad's Qaid-e-Islam University. Let's listen to the voice of Malala Yousafzai speaking to the BBC. It begins with the presenter, Matthew Bannister.
Were you not worried that someone would find you out and report you to the Taliban?
I think that in that time we thought that Taliban did not had access to internet and they they were backward people and they came from mountains. So it was not a big deal. And if I lost my life in speaking up for the rights of the girls, it is not a big deal for me.
Well, it's a big deal for me, Dr. Bari. How about you?
I mean, this little child, I think the kind of courage, you know, I mean, you have to celebrate her courage. And I hope that she'll survive and she'll remain healthy. And I think the entire nation is in grief at the moment. I think this is something which has really broken our hearts, you know. It's this heart-wrenching incident. She spoke at the time when there was complete silence, you know, in that area because of the terror, Taliban were able to manage in those days. And even at that time, this girl did not, had no fear, and she stood up for her right to education. I just pray for her life, and I'm sure that, there are many more Malalas in this country, you know. So Taliban and this mindset should know that people are not going to bow down and they are not going to accept the violation of our fundamental right. Education is a fundamental right to all Pakistanis. Now it has actually become a constitutional right. Well, I think the state has to come forward and play its role and provide protection and security to those who want to have an educated Pakistan.
Security and courage, the courage of a little girl, Malala Yousafzai. We're talking about her with Dr. Farzana Bari, who's director of the Center for Gender Studies at Islamabad's Qaid al-Islam University. Thank you so much.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.